For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cassatt Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report here on KJAN. Good morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, we're diving a little deeper now here into the winter season. We had a little blast of winter weather here this week. Finally, it seems like we haven't had much of that, but got a little bit of that out there. And I know folks may be and are doing anything outdoors and maybe been doing a little bit of ice fishing, and that may be about the extent of it. The antlerless season that was special to a few counties is coming to a close here this weekend as well. So maybe kind of limited, but there are a couple of things still out there for folks to do.
Yeah, there are. This is kind of the time of year where a lot of our hunting seasons are kind of coming to a close. We've got a few things that can keep hunters busy yet with our January antlerless season, which ends on the 22nd of January. And that season is available in counties that have unsold antlerless tags. And you can go to the DNR's website and find which of those counties are still open to that season and how many tags they have available. And it's a new season, so it is generating a little bit of interest, especially since people are going to be using their high-power rifles, which we typically don't see as deer hunting weapons here in Iowa. But that does always, as a new season, it's kind of a novelty, and people want to head out and do that. But other things that are still able to be pursued include things like quail season, which comes to an end on January 31st, as well as squirrel season. And then rabbit season will run until the end of February. So we've still got a little bit of time on some of our seasons here. And I know there's been a few people I've talked to that are getting out and doing some kind of non-traditional things, like you know, trying to call in coyotes or bobcats or doing some raccoon calling. And those things will all be open until the end of January yet. So make sure that you have your fur harvester's license for those. And I guess just a good opportunity here to remind everyone that now is always a good time to reach into your pocket and take a look at your hunting license and fishing license and see that they are either valid or have expired. Many of our licenses did expire on January 10th. So before you head out in pursuit of one of these things or want to try a little bit of ice fishing, make sure that your licenses are still valid, and you can pick them up in the traditional way of going to the vendor and getting them in person. Or a lot of people are using our app nowadays. People are using the website and purchasing their licenses that way. And it's just, I'm seeing a lot more people kind of transition to the app. For $5, you can get that hard card that's going to be printed, and they'll have all your available or all your current licenses listed on it, and that'll actually be mailed to you. So make sure that your licenses are still good, especially if you have a three-year license. I see some people sometimes let that slip their mind because it's been such a long time that they've had to buy a license, and they kind of overlook it. So always a good opportunity to remind folks to look at their license. And if you have any questions about anything, go to our website or contact your local conservation officer, and we'll get you squared away.
All right. Yeah, great reminders there. Make sure folks are doing that and paying attention to what they need to have in their pocket before they head out there and have some fun in the outdoors. One thing that folks have still been doing here some, and maybe a good reminder time since we did have a little bit of a different type of weather here this week with, of course, some rain and then also some snow that may have an impact on ice conditions out there. So folks need to be using a little extra caution if they're going to go out and do some ice fishing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as always, you want to be checking conditions as you go. We always get a little bit concerned when we have something like rain in the forecast, and then it's you know, rains on top of the ice, and then you have the kind of the refreezing effect that takes place later in the evenings typically, or when the weather does drop below freezing. again, and that can kind of lead to some unsafe or less desirable ice conditions later on down the road. So make sure you're checking conditions. What I'm hearing locally here is I'm hearing up to 9 inches of ice on places like Viking Lake, Lake Anita, Prairie Rose, and then some of your smaller impoundments. I've seen anywhere from 7 to 9 inches on a lot of the smaller ponds that we have here locally. So definitely want to make sure that you're checking those conditions, especially if waterfowl or they have any type of solar aeration systems in them. Definitely pay attention to those things, and especially when we get a little bit of snow that's covered up a lake, that can kind of, create a blinding effect for people where they don't exactly pay attention to where the thin ice may be. So pay attention to those darker colored areas in the ice, and just check your ice depths often as you go, and especially if you're going to be driving a UTV or ATV or even a snowmobile out on the ice, you want to make sure that's plenty thick for that. So typically need at least 6 inches of ice for those types of machines to be operated.
Yeah. Well, and if another thing, too, to think about here this time of year, we talked about, maybe some of our more popular seasons have kind of come to a close, and we touched on what is still going on out there. But if you're kind of getting anxious, you aren't partaking in the current things, and you want to get out there and do something, this is a good time of year to think about how you can improve your conditions on down the road, doing things like helping out and getting habitat readjusted and providing some more on some of those lakes out there, or getting out and cleaning out different nesting boxes you may have out there as well. It's a good time of year to think about that.
Yeah, definitely. The ice can be really handy for allowing you to place brush piles in places where you want them for the following year. It also makes accessing things like wood duck boxes a lot easier when you can walk right up to them and clean out the old nest debris. It's definitely a lot easier than trying to do that from a boat. Excuse me. And there's a lot of other things that you can kind of use this a little bit slower time of the year to maybe improve your hunting quality for years to come. Go in and do some timber stand improvements on places where you have permission to deer hunt or your own property. Go in and maybe remove some invasive species like some bush honeysuckle or some of the Russian autumn olives. Things like those can really kind of hinder your ability to hunt, or they're just not real suitable habitat for a lot of Iowa species. So when the ground's frozen and the woods are kind of open, this is a great opportunity to get out there and kind of do an inventory of what you have. Maybe spreading some clover here in the next couple months, and we have a little bit of snowfall, makes for a great opportunity to really freshen up those food plots come springtime. So there's always something to be doing, especially when it comes to hunting or fishing. Habitat improvements, you can be doing some sort of a project year-round, so take advantage of the weather while you can.
Yeah, no doubt. Reminds me, I need to get to work on making sure all my bluebird boxes are up to snuff here for this next season. Won't be too long before we start thinking about that stuff. Another thing we wanted to mention, too, as far as the water is concerned, there is another type of fishing activity that's maybe not the norm and a little bit different, but always an interesting season that some folks like to travel over to the Missouri River and take part in, and that would be paddlefish season. That's going to be opening up here with the new month.
Yeah, the paddlefish season starts February 1st on the Missouri and Big Sioux Rivers, so you can go to the DNR's website and purchase those paddlefish licenses and tags now. We sell 950 resident licenses and 50 non-resident licenses. So this is a season that is a little bit different than just traditional fishing, where you don't actually use bait. You will be using a snagging hook, trying to catch paddlefish that way. And of course, you'll have to release any game fish that you may catch in the process. But paddlefish are kind of a unique prehistoric species that we have here in Iowa and many big river systems. They are a lot like a shark where they don't have bones, and they do their feeding through filtering plankton, and they use that long nose that they have to kind of help detect those things. And it can't be caught traditionally by, you know, jigging a typical bait or worm or something like that. You have to actually snag these fish in order to catch them. So it is a little bit different fishing opportunity, and you do have to have some specialized equipment, and maybe even a boat can help you out to get to those better fishing places. But it's something that you can do from the bank too. But if you go to the DNR's website, there's a lot of information on there. They've got some maps on places to go and boundary waters and things like that. So there's a lot of good information right there on the DNR's website.
All right, yeah, something different to keep in mind there. One other thing I wanted to touch on here that I saw that I just thought was kind of interesting. Of course, we're blessed here around the state to have lots of great naturalists that work, and we've got a great one here in Laura Canning that does programs with the schools constantly. But, you know, something that you might think about if you're a child care provider is getting part in this activity. There's going to be an online training this spring for the national award-winning Growing Up Wild Activity Guide. It's a hands-on program that gives you some activities and resources to lead children out the door and explore nature. It's based on ages 3 through 7, kind of that focus group. And so they'll help you get through that program. You can sign up for that online. There's a story up on the DNR's website right now that'll get you that information. It's going to be going on for the virtual training on March 9th, and it's just a $15 cost. And it does help out folks. Participants receive 4 clock hours credit for child care license renewal approved by the Iowa Department of Human Services as well. So you do need to register for that. So find that information online if you're interested. And of course, we always encourage folks to be encouraging our youth to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, Grant.
Yeah, Laura does a great job getting out, talking to a lot of school age kids. And, you know, for some of these kids, this is kind of their first exposure to the outdoors or learning about wildlife. So it's always good to kind of recruit more people to help spread that, because we really can't have too many people learning about these things and the importance that they have to all of us.
Certainly. That's some information on what we've got going on in the outdoors right now here this week. Grant, we appreciate your information as always.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's Grant Jelly, a Cassonadera County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina for another week of the Conservation Report.